the rest of the story. Yesterday, you met an aspiring attorney who turned out to be Bing Crosby. Today, you're going to meet an aspiring engineer named Francis. He was born in Hoboken, New Jersey, the son of a fireman, demonstrated a rather remarkable aptitude for journalism while still a teenager, but wound up at the Stevens Institute for Technology in an engineering program. And then one evening in 1933, Francis took his fiancée Nancy to a vaudeville house in New Jersey. Performing that night was crooner Bing Crosby. Francis had never heard Bing in person before, and immediately he was so immensely impressed that he vowed that very night he would quit school and he would become a professional singer, and he did. Of course, you have guessed by now that Francis became Frank Sinatra. But that's not quite the rest of the story. You see, Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra were related. They knew it, but I doubt you ever did. That relationship is unbelievable, particularly considering that both crooners, Crosby and Sinatra, were related to composer Irving Berlin as well. Irving Berlin, born in Russia May 11, 1888, was brought to the United States by his parents in 1893. He was a quirky composer. He wrote most all of his myriad masterpieces in the key of F-sharp major, but on an especially built piano, which could shift into different keys automatically. Few composers who ever lived have given the world so much melody, immortal tunes like Alexander's Ragtime Band and God Bless America, Easter Parade, White Christmas. It was Bing Crosby who debuted White Christmas in the 1942 classic motion picture Holiday Inn, and yet Crosby and Sinatra were related to Irving Berlin otherwise. As even more incredibly, all three were related to British playwright-composer Noel Coward. In 1953 were published 51 original songs from Coward's musical productions, the volume entitled Noel Coward Songbook, and it remains a favorite among professionals and everyday music lovers alike. Actually, Noel Coward composed almost 100 songs and the lyrics to go with them. Mad Dogs and Englishmen, a brilliant jest. I'll See You Again, an unforgettable classic. All of his songs possess the elegance, the sophistication, and the charm which so many subsequent songwriters have attempted to capture in vain. So, how are these four musical greats related? They are related as you would never imagine. Not by blood. Not by blood, but by an incredible something they had in common. Few composers have contributed as much to the delight of the world as have Noel Coward and Irving Berlin. Few interpreters of music have placed their stamps so indelibly on their art as have Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby. And yet not one of them, not Crosby, nor Coward, nor Sinatra, nor Irving Berlin himself, not one of these incomparable men of music could either write or even read music. And now you know the rest of the story.